The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
You know, I find it aesthetically pleasing that Howard no longer has big hangy balls. There's something about a dog, a male dog's anatomy that is, it's disturbing to me, especially the lipstick, you know, it's very disturbing. And seeing big old testicles, big old testicles on any animal is very disturbing, especially like Big Fatty. But animal testicles are just disturbing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I find hangy balls aesthetically pleasing.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1343 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, we have got a buttload of voice letters. Big Fatty, is that some sort of testicle term?
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
Hello, showers! Big Fatty, you had more than showers. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are showers. You are showers because, y'all, we are getting the April showers in March. Yes, Big Fatty. I'm just going to tell you, on Monday night, y'all, we had a heavy line of thunderstorms move through the area. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything moving through your area. But y'all woke me up. Woke me up, thunder and lightning, so frightening, Big Fatty. And y'all were supposed to get more showers this afternoon and all weekend long. And y'all, the reason I'm telling you that is because y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you may not recognize that voice. Y'all, that's the voice of the Vons. Yo. And y'all, she used to do a little show from out there in the Walnut Hills. But y'all, 2 days in a used to do it 3 times a week. And now, you know, here we are, hump day. No, nothing. Big Fatty, she said she's taking a week off. Well, you might as well, you never know how these things are going to turn out. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. I know. But anyway, and you know, the Vons, loves the rain. So, y'all, I had to tell you, give you the weather report. Y'all, I knew you'd want to hear the old gal's voice. Because, y'all, you know, it's been a while. It's just been a while. So, anyway, y'all, busy day in the coal mine. Big Fatty got a lot done. But y'all, the main news, for the day on, Tuesday was, the progress report of the one and only, Lurie Wallbucks. He is on his way down to Charleston. For the night, and y'all, we're gonna go out and have some barbecue. Maybe we'll talk about Dr. Stone. Y'all, speaking of Dr. Stone, I called him on Sunday, I guess it was. He was on his way over to visit some friends. They were gonna watch that new show called The False Hemoglobin. Beh, Fatty. But y'all, the other reason, let me just back up here a second. Big Fatty, are you gonna beep? No. Today, you know what today is in the Northern Hemisphere? Y'all, today is the first day of spring. in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, down there in the future, it is officially the first day of fall, although they like to say that happens on May the 1st, March the 1st. But y'all, the first day of spring, y'all, how many of you know what it is? How many of you know what it is? Well, y'all, it is none other than the venereal equinox. Big Fatty, that's not what it is. Oh, you're right. I spelled that wrong. It is the Vera Equinox. Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I love my new button that's missing the little pin on the backside. I look at the backside and I say, mirror, mirror in my hand, who is the biggest ham? And it says, turn me over. And I look on the backside and there's a pig. It's a pig. It's a big old pink pig. So anyway, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to the Me Show, and I'm thinking, okay, how can people say that my games are confusing when I spell them out perfectly? But I'm sitting here, I still do not know how I can be a minion or a square or a no-no. And I think I'm a pinky. I'm probably not a lovey, but that's okay. But I still don't know if I know who the number one creamy is. And I wish What's-Her-Name would get going on that dingo show, so, because I'd love to be a dreamy. Okay, so anyway, did any of that make sense, Weststone? Or are you out living it up?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Bacon, as you know. And the last time Miss Bacon called, Dr. Stone said her message was quite concise and easy to understand. Y'all, he was sure it was an imposter, because most of her messages are anything but that. Big Fatty. But I think Miss Bacon is back into her regular form now, Dr. Stone. Perhaps you want to put a comment over on the BFO so you can be entered in the contest to win the $1,000 prize. Big Fatty, it's not $1,000. But anyway, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling. And it seems like there was something else that you talked about in that voice letter, but I got confused by the time it was. Big Fatty, you're not the only one.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Benita. I'm sorry, I got behind on some of my little shows, and I didn't realize you played my voicemail until today. I figured you would not play it since I got cut off. Anyhow, the reason I called was I kept waiting for somebody else to call and tell you this, but that sausage you love so much is called Kaneka. It's made here in Alabama, which is where I'm from, in case you can't tell. It's made in Kaneka County, Alabama. Anyhow, and I can't remember who it was.
Big Fatty, why'd you hang up on it? I didn't hang up. Y'all, that is Benita, and Benita has as much trouble with Big Fatty's mechanical as Big Fatty has with the Vons yo-yo-yo's mechanical. Well, I don't have any trouble with it anymore, so it's because, you know, no little shows. Yes, Big Fatty, move forward. You're getting in, you're digging that hole deeper. But anyway, Benita, Kaneka, you say Kaneka, and I say Kanaku. And I believe, Benita, that the gay country boy, and by the way, I don't know if you knew this, Benita, or not, but that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! He is from L.A., better known as Lower Alabama, and he knows all about a good sausage. A Big Fatty, you are on two different subjects, and your subject is vulgar. But y'all, the good news is, despite the mechanical cutting off on Benita, y'all, she called back. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Benita again. I guess I'm forever gonna get hung up on. Anyhow, as far as the tomato gravy conversation a while back, we only have our tomato gravy on our biscuit. I never heard of eating it online, but I may have to try that. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, Benita, I vaguely remember us talking about tomato gravy. But I can't remember who that was that brought that subject up. I want to say it was Gavin, who, of course, was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. But I may be mistaken on that. And anyway, white rice. We can tell you from the South, Benita, white rice. Because that's how Big Fatty says it, too. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But anyway... My mother, I've got to, as soon as this is over, I got to call her and make sure she made it to that 82nd celebration of exiting the birth canal. Be ready. And by the way, thank you so much to everyone who sent Big Fatty a nice message wishing the Hat Arena a happy 82nd exiting of the birth canal. That was just awfully kind of you. And I noticed quite a few of you commented to the Big Liar also about his exiting. He thanked everyone but Big Fatty. But you know, that's okay, because you know, you'd have to listen to the BFO to know that Big Fatty was the one that prompted. Yo, speaking of things, we heard Miss Bacon mention on the about the Mark and Ed, it's all about me little show, and you know, they were we've had so many more people request to be Hollywood Squares, and everybody's just listening, and we're getting so many more. Y'all, they never associated it with finally being on the opening of Big Fatty's show. They just thought, oh, this is wonderful. How did this happen? Well, y'all, it's the magic of the BF. And, you know, that's all I got to say. But, you know, I am not one to take credit where credit is due. No, Big Fatty, you're very humble. Anyway, and y'all, speaking of very humble.
Well, hello, players. It's Kathy Bacon, the host of your latest game. Okay, so basically all you have to do is leave a comment, and you'll be entered into my little May basket, and then I will draw one winner, okay? But let me clarify, the prize is not $1,000. As a matter of fact, in September 2013, I'm going to be hitting you all up for some prize money, because I will be having two kids going to college. So knock it off, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that PRG, and I'm glad to hear that your onion cutting didn't significantly affect your eyes. But, you know, if you do have the type of onion that does give you those problems, here's a little helpful hint, a household tip. Put the onions in the freezer for like 5 or 10 minutes. And once you cut into them, they'll be cold enough so that that sulfuric acid reaction is greatly diminished, and then you won't have that that eye problem. I get it really bad whenever I'm cutting onions, so I always have to put it into the freezer for a few minutes, and you take them out and you cut them up, and it's greatly reduced. So there's your helpful household tip, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is that Peter G. That Peter G from out there in the Bay Area, so nice I named it twice. And y'all, I guess he was the designated spankster, Benny, for the Big Liar's birthday spankings on, Tuesday. I don't know if he got around to doing that or not, but Peter G, take care of that for me. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, Peter G, you sounded like Heloise. Big Fatty, who the hell is that? Well, the old people will know who Heloise is. But anyway, and I had heard that tip before, but now do you have a remedy? And these sweet onions did not have this effect on me, but you know, sometimes when you cut onions, you'll get that onion juice on your fingertips, and then your fingers smell like onions for like 2 days, and it's just, it's kind of vulgar. It's just kind of vulgar, and I was just wondering if putting them in the freezer reduced that as well. Call me back, let me know. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Yeah, guys, y'all, old Spot and Crazy got busy on Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, finally, that picture that Romo sent in to Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, it's Ewok Fatty and Cheetah, all the horror. And y'all, it's a picture of Big Fatty and Big Fatty, y'all, it just looks like pure tea hell is what it looks like. Big Fatty! And y'all, then that Peter G, who we just got a voice letter from, y'all, he spotted Big Fatty celebrating National Nip-a-Nap Day. Big Fatty settles in for a little nip-a-nap while holding his pussy. Big Fatty! And it looks like the pillow between your legs is made out of that cheetah fabric that Romo spotted you in. Well, you know, You're kind of right. Big Fatty, and by the way, why are you cuddling up with a pussy that's just vulgar? Now, y'all, in honor of Hat M, I'm going to finish up this story that I started yesterday. You know, Abraham and his wife Dot, Abraham Com and his wife Dot, they started the intertubes. And, Abraham thought long and hard, and he would let Dot have her way with the drums. You know, she had these drums that she was going to do, and the drums rang out and were an immediate success. Abraham sold all the goods he had at the top price without ever having to move from his tent, and to prevent neighboring countries from overhearing what the drums were saying, Dot devised a system that only she and the drummers knew. It was known as Drum Over Sounds, MSDOS, and she developed a language to transmit ideas and pictures, Hebrew, to the people, better known as HTTP. And the young men did take to .com's trading as Doth and the Greedy Horsefly as doth the greedy horsefly take to the camel dung. They were called nomadic ecclesiastical rich Dominican cyberites, or nerds. And lo, the land was so feverish with joy at the new riches and the deafening sound of the drums that no one noticed that the real riches were going to that enterprising drum dealer, Brother William of Gates, who bought off every drum maker in the land, and indeed did insist on drums to be made that would work only with Brother Gates' drum heads and sticks. And Dot did say, "Oh, Abraham, what have we started? What we have started is being taken over by others." And Abraham looked out over the Bay of Ezekiel, or eBay as it became known. He said, oh, dear Gussie. No, he didn't say that. He said, "We need a name that reflects what we are." And Dot replied, "Young Ambitious Hebrew Owner Operators," or Yahoo, said Abraham. And because it was Dot's idea, they named it Yahoo.com. Abraham's cousin Joshua, being the young, gregarious, energetic, educated kid or geek that he was, soon started using Dot's drums to locate things around the countryside, and it soon became known as God's Own Official Guide to Locating Everything, or Goggle. And that's how the intertubes began. Big Fatty, that was a long-ass story. Yes, it was, I've got to say. And what do you think about that, Vera?
You know, I find big hangy balls aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, well, you might want to go to that other .com as a X-ray.
You can leave a comment on the
big
website.
Big Fatty, it's not X-ray, it's X-tube.
And you don't have to use the W.
Well, I've fucked it up, but anyway, but what else is there?
Drop me an
Big Fatty, you can say that again. Okay, well, I fucked it up. What else?
BigFatty.com.
What else can you say? Big Fatty, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that today is the Vera Equinox. That way we can make our eggs stand on end. Why the hell would we want to do that? Well, I don't know. Are you talking about your balls? Aren't they also known as your eggs?
Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.